Hey, it's Brad, 931 Coast Country, Daytona's country music station, and we know this guy, Tim Duggar. What's up, buddy?
What's up, bud?
So, By Bar, one of the best songs on the radio. We play the crap out of it. How did the song come about? And then you even filmed it down in the, in our area.
Yeah, so I think you know this a little bit about me. I love finding little local dive bars when I'm traveling around, and you know how you get in a bar and you're like, man, it'd be cool to own a place like this. Yeah. Now, my wife is totally against that. So a song is the best I could do.
Right.
Yeah, it's a fun take on a heartbreak. Like, you know how I'm going to get over her? I'm going to go buy a bar. So
yeah,
it'd be cool to have a bank like that
to
be able to do that. But yeah, it's a fun song. It's fun to play live. And so, yeah.
So if somebody said, hey, we want to open a Tim Duggar bar in Nashville, are you going to do it?
I think it'd be cool, but I wouldn't want one on Broadway.
Okay.
I'd want one like, you know, on the outskirts of town.
Oh, yeah. Like Santa's.
Yes. That would be the type of bar, you know, one that's a little hole in the wall.
Yeah. I like it. So when you go to the hole in the walls, like, do you drink like what they drink there, or do you like just, you know, have your classic stuff that you like?
I usually just go beer. Like, if I have my rounds, like if I'm in Daytona areas, I have my little loop that I like to do.
Okay. What's the loop in Daytona?
Well, I love to end up at Yaya's.
Okay.
And do a little, I've done a little drunk karaoke there many times.
Nice.
You know, so if I'm down like Port Orange area, that's it. Babe's Blue Room.
Okay.
Up in Ormond, that's the GOAT to me. Like, that's the one if I'm in town, like, and can only hit one.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of good little spots.
So what's special about Babe's?
It feels like home.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like something that'd be, you know, where I'm from.
Yeah.
Where I'm from was a dry county, though. So
wasn't
no bars, but yeah, it's good folks. And, you know, I got a lot of good friends down there over the years from playing in that area. And I was thinking about it. The first time I played in Daytona, I mean, I used to play first turn. Down there. And we would do bike week and race weeks. And, of course, done the Iron Horse. And, so, yeah, I've had some good times in there. I've probably easily in my top two, three fun times in a city's Daytona. For
hell
sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, new music coming out. New album, gonna keep going with that.
Yeah, whole album's coming.
Awesome.
I would say it's gonna be out this year.
Okay, cool.
Probably the later part of the year. I got two vocals to do, and then my producer has to try to make me sound good then. And I'm really excited. I've never put out an album on Curb. The last time I had an album together was pre-Curb.
Okay.
I've done some EPs and all, but I'm really approaching this as an album, though.
I want it
to have a sequence to it, a theme. And so now I'm, like, thinking of, the title of the album, the tracks. Because even though everything's streaming now, I want, if somebody gets a hard copy or, I think we'll probably do some vinyls of it or something.
Oh, yeah.
That it's actually, sounds like a put-together record.